When Alan Greenspan was Fed chairman and he used to address Wall Street economists, he could always count on a question from Henry Kaufman. Kaufman was considered an oracle on Wall Street in the 1980s when he was managing director of Salomon Brothers. My co-host Robert Siegel is in New York this week reporting on the financial crisis, and today he spoke with Kaufman.
Henry Kaufman was born in Germany in 1927. His Jewish family fled the Nazis when he was 10 and he grew up in New York City. At Salomon, Kaufman came to be known as Dr. Doom. It's a nickname that he says he regrets.
That came about in the 1970s because the inflation rate was going ahead at double digit. And as you know, the prime loan rate hit 21.5%, long government bonds hit over 15%. We were in serious difficulty. I was very much concerned. I expressed that rather loudly because I strongly feel that when there is substantial financial turmoil, there is a serious risk of upending the middle class, and that could produce major political shifts. And I expressed my concern, and of course, eventually things turned around. But there were very few around who were willing to look at it in a very realistic fashion.
I mean, the specter of ending the middle class, that's the sort of phrase that people with either experience or intellectual roots in the earlier decades of the last century talk and think about. It sounds like, well, until a month ago or so, it sounded like it was alien to these times. A threat today?
I don't think it is the threat that we had in the 1930s or in the 1920s. I have to tell you that the events of the 1930s were far more dire than anything that has transpired so far. The unemployment rate was close to 25% during the Depression. Banks were closed down left and right. There was a lack of international cooperation going on. So the comparisons are not good.
If we are in for what people will refer to as a long or deep recession right now, how bad is it? That is, how transformative of our country might it be, do you think?
Well, this may very well be the worst recession in the post-World War II period. We could get the unemployment rate going between 8.5%. There are going to be some more bank failures as we go on. We've had an excessive growth of debt in the United States. Debt has grown far more than nominal gross domestic product. That was an unsustainable path. The economy is hobbled, and it's going to continue for a couple of more years.
There's been much debate between the presidential candidates this year about the fundamentals. Senator McCain said he thought the fundamentals of our economy were strong, and he's been paying for that remark for quite a while. At some level, after this rough couple of years you foresee, with a lot of debt being paid off or institutions going under because they can't, are there strong fundamentals to the American economy? Is there something we'll get back to that looks very healthy?
Well, there are very strong fundamentals, so to speak, underpinning this country. Perhaps I recognize that more than others, having come here as a 10-year-old and still having the vestiges of a different kind of environment in my background.
About Nazi Germany right now is what you're describing as the
first
century.
This is a strong democracy. This is also a country that adapts to change far more easily than most other countries around the world. We do have a big middle class. We certainly still have the best higher educational facilities in the world. We are a country yet that accepts immigrants one way or the other. We still have a very strong technology sector.
So you don't sound like Dr. Doom at all right now.
I think the fundamentals in the United States as a society, as a system, and so on, is terrific. It is just that we get into trouble from time to time. And we have to make sure that we don't create a society politically or economically that is going to hurt that big middle class.
Well, Dr. Henry Kaufman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Economist Henry Kaufman. We spoke in his office in New York.